Chapter 20. Tony took slow, steadying breaths, each one pained and heavy. The heat from the explosion sent waves of discomfort through the rafters, where he crouched with his back pressed against a sturdy support column. He could feel the hot, acrid air licking at his skin and smell the burning material below that filled the warehouse with a choking haze. His body armor had saved him from the worst of the gunfire, but a few rounds had managed to pierce through. Blood seeped from those wounds, warm and sticky against his skin, but none were lethal. Still, the pain was a sharp reminder of his vulnerability. This never would have happened in his younger years. Back then, he'd moved with a swiftness that seemed almost supernatural. Age and the weight of his extensive armaments had indeed taken their toll, but a bit more susceptible to the Don's desperate retaliation. Below, the aftermath of his strategy lay in stark, brutal display. His decoys had functioned perfectly, drawing the bulk of the gunfire and allowing Tony to take out most of the Don's men from his elevated position. The warehouse floor was scattered with the fallen. The air was thick with the stench of gunpowder and blood. Through the haze, Tony spotted Don Salvatore, the man he once respected above all others in the underworld. He was alive, and Alfonso, the only other member of that original entourage who was still breathing, was helping the Don. The older man was clearly injured, perhaps critically, but Tony couldn't be sure from this distance. He'd thought the Don was dead when he walked into his lantern trap. The old man had impressed him by surviving. If he survived this, it would be all the more impressive. Tony watched as Alfonso hefted the older man over his shoulder and turned for the exit in an attempt to escape the carnage. Tony legitimately regretted that it had come to this. Salvatore hadn't been his intended target tonight. Seeing the old warrior in such a state stirred old loyalties that were difficult to shake. But there was another target, one far more deserving of his wrath. Marco Salvatore. The instigator of all this bloodshed, the direct cause of the loss Tony could never forgive. He knew Marco was out there, probably watching, likely planning his next move. Tony had laid a trap for him, too, a snare that was ready to be sprung. He had anticipated Marco's actions, predicted his moves as only a former insider could. Tony was well aware of the protective measures Don Salvatore would take with his son, likely securing him within a fortified bunker atop his tower. From Andretti's information, Tony knew that the Don had an extensive network at his command. But many were now deployed, securing territories in the fractured cityscape, unable to regroup due to the widespread power outage. This dispersal meant the Don couldn't bring overwhelming force to their parley. He needed his men to hold ground, not rally to his side. That gave Tony a tactical advantage he was prepared to exploit. Andretti had also confirmed what Tony had already believed about Marco. He was impulsive and had disregard for mafia traditions. That was why Andretti had been instructed to deliver his message to the Don directly in the Don's office. Tony was sure Marco would be held in a secure location there atop the tower. He'd hear everything. And the idea that his father was going to negotiate for his life would drive the young Salvatore to break ranks and confront Tony directly. That played perfectly into Tony's hands. Everything had proceeded almost flawlessly so far, aside from the few bullets he'd absorbed from the Don's guards. But that was a minor setback in the grand scheme. Climbing out through one of the shattered windows in the warehouse, Tony positioned himself on the roof. Once there, he gained a clear vantage point across the street. It was a prime sniping position, one that he knew Marco wouldn't be able to pass up. There, Marco and his crew were visible. Initially frozen in shock upon spotting Tony, their hesitation was a grave mistake that would cost lives. They knew it, too. Tony could just vaguely make out the sight of their normally young, smug faces, registering the sudden realization of their vulnerability. They'd made a fatal mistake. Tony didn't wait for them to recover. He swiftly brought up the rifle and took aim. Without streetlights, he'd had to peer through the shadows. But Tony's eyes were sharp and his hands were steady. He watched as Marco started barking orders, trying to snap his men out of their stupor. Too little, too late. With precise, measured shots, Tony began picking off the men who were the quickest to react. He chose those reaching for their guns or attempting to find cover over the ones who were still frozen in fear. It was okay, though. Everyone would eventually get their turn. One by one, Marco's men fell. Each shot from Tony's rifle echoing off the surrounding buildings. Marco, now desperate and panicked as he watched his subordinates fall around him, shouted for them to shoot back. However, confusion reigned over the hapless thugs. They were reacting out of fear, not strategy. The young enforcers fired wildly in Tony's general direction, but hit nothing but brick and empty air. As the chaos unfolded around the street, Tony remained a ghostly figure of retribution. He was calm, methodical, and unyielding. He wanted to instill in those men that this wasn't just a battle for survival. It was an act of profound retribution. The only one who needed to die was Marco. The rest were just in the way. Utterly inconsequential to Tony's plans. Their presence neither helped nor hindered what he was about to do. Tony descended swiftly down the fire escape, his body screaming in protest against every movement. He was driven not just by rage, but by a sharp need for closure. Each step he took was calculated, his eyes scanning the shadows of the alleyway across the street, where he knew Marco would appear. As expected, Marco and his men were clambering down the fire escape, their descent clumsy and panicked. Tony reached the ground just as Marco awkwardly dropped onto a closed dumpster, his men hovering anxiously, trying to assist their leader. Stepping out into the open, Tony's shadow stretched long and ominous across the alley, illuminated by the distant fires still consuming the warehouse.
Marco Salvatore!
His voice boomed, echoing off the grimy walls. Deep and powerful as it announced his arrival and paved the way for the impending reckoning that was about to go down. Marco spun around, his face a mask of terror mixed with defiance. At Tony's call, he barked a desperate order to his men.
Kill him!
The Don's son screeched in a panic, nearly falling over his own legs in his desperation to escape. It was likely that Marco knew damn well that the men he'd ordered against Tony were just given a death sentence. He likely didn't care. He was in survival mode now. The men hesitated for a split second, unnerved by the sight of Il Terrore Oscuro standing before them. His silhouette seemed almost spectral against the backdrop of chaos across the street. But survival instincts eventually kicked in, overriding any awe or fear they may have been feeling. Two of Marco's men charged. Tony was ready for them, of course. As the first attacker lunged with a knife, Tony sidestepped with a fluid motion born from years of combat training. He grabbed the man's arm, twisting it violently until the knife clattered to the ground. A swift elbow to the face knocked the attacker unconscious. The second came at him with a crowbar. Tony caught the swing with one hand, and with a brutal pull, brought the man close. A headbutt broke the assailant's nose, sending him staggering back into the alley wall, slumping down dazed. Marco, seeing his men subdued so efficiently, tried to scramble away, panic overtaking him. Tony advanced, his steps measured, his eyes never leaving Marco's frantic body. As Marco turned to run, Tony drew a handgun and let out a shot, hitting him on the back of the knee. Marco cried out and fell, his escape cut short. As Marco's desperate cries echoed down the alley, Tony lunged forward, his instincts as a seasoned hunter taking over. But as he moved, a sharp pain stabbed through his side, forcing him to double over. The adrenaline that had fueled him was no longer enough to keep the pain at bay. During the scuffle, one of his older gunshot wounds had reopened, aggravated by his vigorous movements. Meanwhile, Marco's remaining men grabbed him up off the ground and ran him out into the night. Gritting his teeth, Tony tried to push through his pain, but his body resisted. His strength was fading as blood soaked through his clothes. He staggered back against the cold metal of a nearby dumpster and slid down to a seated position. Breathing heavily, he pressed a hand against his side, pulling it away, only to see it covered in blood. The wound wasn't fatal, not yet. But pursuing Marco in this state could turn a manageable injury into a deadly one. He was so close to his goal, so close to avenging the unforgivable. The night had been long and bloody, and now he finally had Marco on the run, wounded and vulnerable. Yet, here he was, thwarted not by an enemy, but by his own failing body. Tony knew that if Marco escaped now, he would likely retreat to the fortified safety of Don Salvatore's tower. Reaching him there would be significantly harder. It would require Tony to breach the heart of the Salvatore Empire, potentially facing off against hundreds of men in the process. Despite the pain, Tony told himself that he was ending this tonight, no matter what. He wasn't about to let this opportunity slip through his fingers. This wound wasn't going to stop him from seeing his mission through before dawn. It was the moment he had been preparing for, the moment when all scores would be settled. With shaky hands, Tony reached for the first aid supplies tucked into his belt. He pulled out the gauze, forceps, and alcohol wipes. His movements were slow and deliberate as he set about treating his wound there in the alley. Although not a medic, his past life required him to learn enough field medicine to keep himself alive. Cleaning the wound was excruciating, the sharp sting of the alcohol wipes bringing both clarity and agony. As he patched himself up, he could see small puddles of blood Marco had left behind, a trail that he could follow once he was able to move again. Marco's blood was literally marking the path Tony needed to take. It gave him a grim kind of hope. If he could just get patched up, he could use the trail to track Marco down before he got too far. Every second counted now. Tony worked quickly to bandage his side, securing the makeshift dressing as best as he could. Once done, he tested his mobility, wincing as he pushed himself to stand. The pain was still sharp. It would slow him down slightly and remind him that he's vulnerable. But it was no longer debilitating. Tony took a deep breath, steadying himself against the dumpster for a moment longer. His mind was clear, his goal in sight. Marco Salvatore was out there. He was close, and the son of privilege likely thought he had narrowly escaped death. But he'd soon know better. This hunt was far from over, and he was still the predator. With his wound roughly tended, he prepared to follow the bloody trail that Marco had unwittingly left for him.